Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess for the show, Phyllis Pricer. Welcome to all of you, and we're so happy to have you here this evening. And tonight's guest is a dear friend of mine and someone who's been on before, my friend Jeannie Page, who's an herbalist, iridologist, a therapeutic healing touch, Reiki, you name it, she does it, chief cook and bottle washer, girl of many, many charms and talents. Welcome to our show, Jeannie.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a joy and a pleasure. Well, tonight's topic, we're going to have a couple of topics tonight, but some that, couple that are going around. One is depression, because this is a time of year where, through lack of sunlight, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, a lot of depression goes on, post-holiday blues, winter blues, lack of sunlight, stress, cold, you name it, we got it.
Being inside too much and not outside enough.
Yep, the whole nine yards. And the other portion is spiritual healing and how it can have helped us in this area and many areas, because spiritual healing takes place on multi-levels. And so with that, we're going to go into this subject matter. Remember to call in if you have any questions or comments, or you want to add anything to what we're talking about or clarify something. We're always delighted to hear from our listeners and have people join us and participate in the conversation. So with that caveat, Jeannie, what would you like to start with first?
Well, you had said spiritual healing, though that is one of the things that I do. We had also talked about emotional healing.
Absolutely.
And I was going to just kind of start out saying that, you know, we are holistic beings.
Yes.
A lot of times we just tend to focus in on one part of the self, either the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, or the energetic self.
Uh-huh.
And we're all of those things. And initially, we're energetic beings. You know, this is seventh grade science class, so that we're all just molecules bouncing around, vibrating at a certain rate to attain mass and matter.
Uh-huh.
Now, when it comes to any type of emotional upset, depression being one of them, and then the various other types of emotional upset.
Could I ask you to speak up? I can hardly hear you, darling. I'm sorry.
Okay. Speaking of emotional upsets, did
yes.
you hear what I said before or not?
No, no, I didn't. You faded out, and I didn't want to be rude.
Okay. Just say, Jean, speak up.
Okay. Feel that emotion.
Yeah, right. I started out saying that we are energetic beings,
right.
First and foremost, and you know, this is just seventh grade science class, that we're
right.
all just molecules bouncing around enough
mm-hmm.
to retain mass and matter.
Right.
Now, when we get emotional upsets or what have you, what happens is our energetic self starts slowing down.
Right.
You know, we vibrate at a certain rate, and some
right.
people vibrate higher than others, and it just kind of depends on the person and who they are, what they're thinking, what
mm-hmm.
they're wearing, you know, what they're
eating,
smelling,
and a
what
whole
they're,
lot of stuff,
what they're hearing,
and eating, and seeing, and doing, and you know, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, when things start going out of balance in the body, it's when your vibrational rate starts slowing down.
Right.
And depending on what's going on in your life, and there's numerous things that can be taken into account when depression
right.
occurs. And, you know, it could be anything from nutritional deficiencies to the nervous system or glandular imbalances,
mm-hmm.
Your digestive tract, your when your liver kind of gets over
yep.
overactive,
mm-hmm.
gets
mm-hmm.
overloaded.
Stressed, yep.
Stress, toxins in your environment.
Not eating
toxic
properly.
Toxic thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just we get congested.
Yes.
And depending on who we are and when what we're doing, we can get congested in various parts of the body.
Okay, I think we just had someone beep us. Is there a caller? Good evening. Is there a caller? I guess not. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
Well, just keep on. We'll just ignore it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, as I was saying, that we kind of slow down or energy gets stuck in the body.
Right.
And a lot of times it starts in your gut. when we get overloaded,
right,
we get stressed. We our life is slowing down in various places, or think too many things
right.
are happening all at once, and we can't stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
The energy will get stuck in various places.
Right.
And a lot of times it gets stuck in the stomach.
Right.
And it'll get stuck in the digestive tract, the colon area, the intestinal tract.
Mm-hmm.
And when things are happening in the on the physical body, that's one indication of the emotions have already gotten congested.
Right.
So a lot of times when the emotions are getting overwhelmed, then we'll have physical complaints. And then a lot of times we're not necessarily having the physical complaints. We're just getting slowing down, not being able to think well. The moods are either up or down or what
right.
have you, and they get just totally out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, a lot of people will go to the doctors and just try and get the serotonin drugs or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times you have to kind of look, you have to really look at the whole person. You also have to get down to the root of the matter.
Oh, yeah.
And granted, there are drugs that can help balance out various chemical balances in the brain.
Right.
But, again, it goes back to the individual person and what is the root of the problem. For whatever reason, Phyllis, I think you need to say something. I'm clairvoyant, audience, and sentient.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you. I think a lot of times... I was reading something just this evening that I picked up from an email about drinking sodas can be so injurious to your health.
Mm-hmm.
One, they're beginning to link it to pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And this evening also, I called a dear friend, one of my dear, dear friends who is ill. And she's facing some depression, and she's basically dying of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a depression causing, because, you know, it's a very, very difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
any kind of case of cancer is when there's a lot of toxic backup in a certain part of the body, you know,
right.
depending on where the cancer is growing.
Right.
And, you know, if blood is not being able to flow freely through the body, and if that blood flowing through the body is toxic, then
mm-hmm.
you can't, you know, how can the brain, or how can the that part of the brain that triggers the emotions be
mm-hmm.
In a good space, so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just that I am seeing so much of this lately, or... it's very possible this kind of awareness is coming to me through personal experience mm-hmm. with people I know. And it's amazing how depression itself comes from a number of ways. It can also be through poor nutrition
mm-hmm.
as well as emotional stuff.
Oh,
and it's hard to combat, and spiritual healing is one of the best ways of doing it. And there are a number of ways of doing spiritual healing. There's cellular cleansing. And the other thing I think we need to remember, too, is that if we start to heal, it's a full system healing that we go through. We can't just lick it with, say, drugs. We can't just lick it sometimes with spirit.
Correct.
We need to attack it on all fronts, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That means through food. That means through attitudinal changes, maybe visualizations. You know, as many different ways as you can consider attacking something to bring
mm-hmm.
back the body mm-hmm. into a stasis, a healing situation.
Right.
That's
balance.
What we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so often... we tend to think we can only do, say, spirit healing. We can only do this. We can only do... I think, and it's my feeling, and it's possibly true, that attacking illness on multiple levels is a wise thing to do, because I believe all healing comes from the source or the one.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all there to utilize. Why, you know, it's like going to a feast where you have a table laden with beautiful, beautiful foods, and you just pick one. You know? I have to like food, you can tell. But it's like going to a buffet and just, you know, eating the crackers or the cheese or something and not allowing yourself to taste of the bounty that exists.
Mm-hmm.
And you're simply narrowing your own life.
Right.
The joys of life and the experience of doing a whole bunch of things.
Right.
But that, I mean, I'm not being articulate tonight. For some reason, my brain has slid into neutral and it's humming there.
You know, there's various therapies out there. I mean, there's all kinds of therapies out there. You know, aromatherapy, crystal therapy, color therapy, flower essences, you know, the
sound therapy.
The sound therapy, the music. Oh, you know, so many different things that a person can use. And some people are going to be drawn to, you know, certain ones, and other people are going to be drawn to other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go back to where you had said, you read the article on the sodas and the sugar.
Yeah, and it's
that is one of the highest things on the list of things that really aggravate a person's depressions and negative emotions.
Yes.
Because it really just acid, you know, the body goes into a very acidic state when it ingests a lot of sugar.
Right.
And so when that pH gets out of balance, then we're really on a fast track to ill health, both physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically.
The whole megilla.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, I am amazed at how people sometimes look at me and say, I know I shouldn't do this, and then proceed to do it. And I'm going, yeah, would you drink battery acid if you thought you shouldn't do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we kind of get into a rut. And,
well, yeah, it's because you can't see the damage right away.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of sneaks up on you.
And one of the things my husband says is, you know, change is pain, change is pain. You know, any type of thing that you do differently is going to take some thought. My way of thinking is, yeah, change can be painful if you make it.
If you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't. It can be as easy as you make it to be.
Well, you know, I tried diet sodas back in the 70s. I think Faygo. I don't even think it's around anymore.
Well, yeah, actually it is.
Is it?
Not very prevalent, but yes, it is.
Well, I drank Faygo, and I liked it because it had the different fruit flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of didn't like it. Now, occasionally, now I will drink a soft drink, but not often. Because, honestly, it kind of gets too sweet for me now.
I've got to the point where I can't even take it at all. You know,
well, I haven't quite gotten that point. I'm heading in that direction, let us put it that way.
Every now and then I'll take a sip of somebody else's.
Right,
and think,
exactly.
Oh, now I know why I don't like this anymore.
Well, that's kind of it. I find that as I'm growing more spiritually, you know, I'm finding it's a lot easier to lose weight or to change the direction of where I'm heading.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've decided that I've got to open my own mind and be flexible and be more aware. And that's what's kind of the fun thing is, it's like being a child again, but not being childish.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's a fabulous thing to do. At any rate, the
kind
iridology
like
and
the
other
child.
Things that you do are just fabulous.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm talking over you.
Well, you know, we both have a lot to say, but go ahead. You're my guest. I got to shut up.
I was going to say, you know, it's like looking at the world through the eyes of a child again.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we get jaded or cynical or you know, just life overwhelms
easy.
Us.
Mm-hmm. It's easy
it
to
is.
Slip into that as you get older and go through the experiences that we do. It's so easy to forget that we have the ability to be a wondrous child again.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of times we're not taking the time to have fun and play. You know, as adults, we kind of get bogged down by responsibility. And,
well, yeah.
You know, and responsibility is great. I'm not telling people to be irresponsible, but on the other hand, it's extremely important that we do take the time to play and have fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending on what it is that you like to do to play and have fun, and some people probably don't even know what fun and play is anymore.
I would suggest, however, you don't build things that look like computer bomb chips and place them under Boston Bridges. They don't have a very good sense of humor.
Oh, was that in the news recently or something?
Is that the kind of childlike fervor we're referring to, darling?
Somebody wasn't.
However, if all they wanted was publicity, they sure got some.
Lord. We're talking about positive fun, please.
Well,
whether it's just sports or watching a good movie or what have you.
Or going out for a great walk or something like that. Yeah, I think one of the things they said, well, how can we do that again? How can we make ourselves feel childlike again? Some people, if they just are with a small child and just be quiet and observe them, will pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just how you view something.
Mm-hmm.
If you change your attitude towards something, which is something you have absolutely 100% control over,
uh-huh.
It makes all the difference in the world. It truly does. I remember, and this is an old one from the John F. Kennedy campaign, you know, is the glass half full or half empty? How do you perceive it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach this question?
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up.
Right.
I don't watch TV too much, but
right.
There was a program on the other day, and the gal who, and I don't remember her name, and please forgive me, but the lady who does the Super Nanny program.
Yeah, I don't watch that, but yeah.
Well, they had a film clip from one of her episodes, and it was about this family, this husband and wife, who had a couple younger children,
uh-huh.
And it was to the point where they did not know how to have fun with their kids. And so what she did is she took the kids outside, and she left the parents inside with the kids' toys. And she says, your assignment is to play with these toys. And it's kind of like they, you know, the parents
kind of
sit each other
mouth
and
open.
Say, oh, my God, you know, what am I going to do? And so, you know, they were kind of looking into the window, the kids and the super nanny were looking into the window watching the parents. And eventually they kind of picked up the toys and started playing. And, you know, it's we've forgotten how to play.
Yes.
And that is just so, so important. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you don't necessarily have to do that, but it's getting that sense of fun and play back into the life.
Yes.
You know, when I'm working on a person, I do all kinds of different healing therapies. For me, that's fun and play. Now, there's an awful lot of people who go to work every day and they thoroughly enjoy their job. And that may be fun and play for them, but there's so, so many people who go to work every day
right.
with just a paycheck. And they really dread what they do. Or
right.
you know, just really don't like what they do. And so they definitely need to take that time or schedule time in somewhere during their week or at least on the weekends to stop. You know, stop what their normal thing is and do something different. You know, even if it's just, read a book or a magazine or go to a movie or... take a walk, you know, romp with the dog, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But to take that time for themselves.
And it is initiating that step for your own good. The other thing, too, is nobody can do it for you. You can pop pills, but, you know, that just masks what the real problem is and doesn't set up a long healing adventure. And you really don't want to get used to taking pills for this.
No.
I use Jin Shinjutsu, which is a healing art that I use for people with depression. You can
mm-hmm.
use that. And other, what are some other some of the other things that you work with for helping with the healing of depression?
Oh, well, a lot of times, well, the first thing I'll do with a person is look at the diet. I mean, you'd mentioned that before.
That's a lot of, yes, that's a good portion.
Look at your diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the food that you put in, the food is your fuel. And
right.
What are you putting into the body? If you're putting in a whole lot of carbs, you know, like the meat and potato people,
uh-huh.
You know, the carbs, everybody needs a certain amount of carbs, but most of the time we're well overdoing it.
Right.
And our diet should be 80% alkaline foods and 20% acidic foods. Your meat and potatoes,
right.
Those are all acidic foods. Your fruits and your vegetables, for the most part, are your alkaline foods. You know, there are some fruits and vegetables that are more acidic than others.
Right.
But it is extremely important. And this is just elementary school health class. You
know, again, the food pyramid that you can find anywhere.
This isn't, you know, new or new age or woo-woo stuff or anything. This is just elementary school health class. Because if you're not getting the proper nutrition, you're not getting that proper fuel in your body, your body, no matter what is going on, cannot work right.
Uh-huh.
And so there are all kinds of different supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbal things that can help bring the body back into balance when it gets out of balance. But your food is your most important thing. So looking at food. Medication sometimes can, or some of the side effects can be.
Oh, yeah. Some medication is really, it does affect the emotional, because it acts on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it does affect the emotions, and sometimes in a very negative way.
And it works on the liver, because
right.
anything of a, I don't want to say non-natural, because most chemicals come somewhere from the earth, so,
They got to be
natural
in nature somewhere.
Natural in some state, but not necessarily does it need to be inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't diss medicine by any stretch of the imagination, but there's a time and a place for everything. But any type of medication generally is going to have some effect on the body that may not necessarily be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. What these side effects are, the ancillary effects.
You know, stress the liver and the digestive tract.
Right.
And again, so, you know, looking at what you're putting in your body, the food that you're putting in, if you're on any kind of medication. And then I do a technique. It's body communication and visual telepathy.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you had mentioned the iridology. I can read a person's eyes, but I can read their energy. I can read their aura, you know.
Right.
We really are an open book, and you can read about anything on anybody if you
mm-hmm.
know the language.
Right.
And so, you know, just looking at a person, whether I'm reading the eyes or just reading them, again, it's looking at where energy is stuck in the body. And then
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out whether it's you can use kinesiology, or you can just, or like for myself, I use the mental, the intuitive aspect. Is this physical? Is this emotional? Is this spiritual?
Uh-huh.
And getting down to what is the root of the problem.
Uh-huh.
And interestingly enough, it may not necessarily be all of just this lifetime either. Now,
exactly.
You know, there are a lot of people who don't believe in reincarnation. There are a lot of people who do. I'm not going to say whether it is or is not a fact, but what I have experienced with people is a lot of times we bring into this lifetime baggage. However it got there, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
we bring in experiences of some sort. And,
well,
and it gets stored in various places in the body.
Okay, now that's true for good baggage, shall we say,
mm-hmm.
as well as negative baggage.
Exactly.
So we want people to understand it's not all negative that we bring. It is also
mm-hmm.
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, it's the memory. It's the memory that gets
stored in the
DNA. Yes,
it's the emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That we packed into our body, or our luggage, if we want to put it that way,
mm-hmm.
and we decided to haul around with us till we came into this lifetime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of our listeners do understand that, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
I find them to be a very sophisticated and pretty much educated bunch of people. And
I'm not saying that they're not.
No, I that wasn't implied. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They understand a lot, and sometimes, you know, it's just wonderful to be able to talk to the people who listen to us, because, you know, you don't have to explain every little thing. It's just
mm-hmm.
great. Yeah, and I think the wonderful thing is that we get to do a variety of things, and I think that keeps healing fresh in our minds, you know, and keeps us, I think, also rejuvenated, and also I don't know if it's true or not, and so I'm just speculating here. So let's have it an off-the-cuff thing. In my opinion, take it for what it's worth. It's free. Don't worry about it. My feeling is, too, that by using various methods, we provide a greater opportunity for a fuller and more complete healing to take place.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. And it's because I think in some instances, one form of healing works better for one person than another.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's, and I still believe that sometimes it takes a combination.
I firmly believe that. I had multiple sclerosis, as you know, years ago.
Right.
And though it took me 2 years to get over it, I could probably get over it faster knowing what I know now.
Yeah.
Since I didn't know anything back then.
Well, you did a fine job, all
but,
this.
You know, I learned a lot by having that experience. But, again, I agree with you. If it had only been one type of method that I used, and I used alternative methods to heal myself, I know it wouldn't have been a total healing. And, you know, nutritional therapy, definitely, you know, changing the diet and doing the herbs and the vitamins and the minerals and that sort of thing was a big, you know, huge, huge part of the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also homeopathics that came into play, and there was chiropractic that came into play, and emotional healing that came into play. And
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, every time that I kind of added one thing or what have you, and some of the things, you know, I kept through the whole thing, through the whole healing process,
uh-huh.
but I could tell changes and differences with each thing each therapy that I had in there.
Uh-huh.
So
you kept yourself in a state of awareness.
When you're really working on yourself, and I can't say that I had any, other than God, I really had no healer that I went to because I didn't know anybody at the time, and I knew nothing.
Yeah.
I was learning this by, you know, flying by the seat of my pants. I did have guidance in the nutritional department, I will say that. But
mm-hmm.
after that, it was, okay, so God, now what do I do? You know, I've gotten to this point. What, if anything, you know, do I add? Do I see? Or
mm-hmm.
where do I go? What do I do? And so, you know, ask and you will receive. So I would meet the person, or I would have a thought or an idea come into my head and say, okay, this is the next stage of the game. So, I mean, that was really, really interesting. But all the things coming together put together a complete healing in that respect.
Uh-huh.
So it was, you know, and as we both said, you know, different people are going to be drawn to different things. And, you know, just really tuning into your own inner self and for guidance and, well, praying, you know, people pray. Hopefully they pray to something or somebody or some deity,
uh-huh.
what have you. But whenever you ask for guidance, you're going to get it. You know, I don't care what your belief system is.
That's
asking,
true.
Asking, you will receive. And,
that's
and
true.
It's just a matter of action and reaction, and you're putting out energy and you're expecting some kind of answer back. You're going to get it one way
uh-huh.
or another. So it's just a really neat process.
Well,
human beings are cool anyway. I mean,
yeah.
we're just cool entities.
I'm not a fond of the human race myself, even
well,
though I'm a member
know,
of it.
The longer I'm in this business, the more fascinated I am by the human race.
Well, I was going to say, according to Groucho Marx, he said, who would want, when he was refused to join a country club, because he was Jewish, he said, why would I want to join a club that would take somebody like me as a member, you know?
Okay.
So, you know, I'm rather fond of the human race myself, even though I am one.
we get ourselves into all kinds of cool situations or
yes.
weird dramas or what have you. And we have the capability of getting ourselves out. You know, there's never
mm-hmm.
been a hopeless case, in my opinion, anyway, that,
uh-huh.
You know, we kind of created what we've gotten ourselves into. So if we've created it, we can recreate it or uncreate it.
We can give it the old college try.
Uh-huh.
You know, and As far as depression is concerned, we also have to mention with alternative therapies, et cetera, sometimes, and there are many instances where just good old-fashioned counseling can help you.
Oh, absolutely.
There is, you know, and we're talking about, you know, your psychiatrist or trained therapist, and also hypnotherapy
mm-hmm.
is very good. I found that very effective with manic depression. And, you know, again, I always say, please, please, please go see a psychiatrist when you need to. I am not afraid to recommend that in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
And I encourage the person to do so. And together, if we work together, we're probably going to end up with a fabulous healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it work where the person did see a psychiatrist, was taking meds for a little
mm-hmm.
while, got off the meds mm-hmm. when she stabilized, and was able, you know, to continue functioning. And the hypnotherapy was very good. And she did make changes in her diet.
Uh-huh.
Again, she was, at this point, she was overweight, and that was a depressing point. And, you know, she had a whole bunch of stuff going on at the time. And I've met others who've had this issue, too. And so encouraging people to make use of all available healing modalities, I think, is something that we want to encourage. Some will help it better than others at other times. And I think it's where you are in your healing and your own general perception
mm-hmm.
that this works. Spiritual work, so like the reconnection, I've taken the course, seems to work too. And the one thing I do like is to be able to take different modalities and learn about them. But, you know, after a while, I think you learn enough. You can become a permanent student if you're not careful.
And then we tend to do too many things.
Yes, and then you don't know which one to use.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes... You know,
I do. I used Reiki, and doing that as energy balancing
right.
Has been really, really helpful for people also.
You see, and my experience with Reiki, it's to my knowledge, as far as it went, it did nothing for me. You know, I saw no change. I felt no difference. It could have been at that time in my life that I had it.
You know, there's a lot of times when it's very subtle. And it also depends on who your practitioner is, too.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, it was so subtle, I knew nothing. and yet others have had absolutely wonderful, wonderful responses to it.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, for me, at that particular time, it simply was not a best modality. But, you know, I came to Jinshin Jitsu, which was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just depends on each person. And on some people, one thing is better than another. That's why we do suggest, I think, is different modalities, because all people are not
created. Well, we are created equal.
Not equal in the physical healing sense. And I think our readers, our listeners, rather, understand this. What works for me doesn't necessarily work for you. And it might work at a better time for you, or it might not, and so forth and so on. So that's why I think there are so many healing modalities that one can choose, because then there is that individual choice
mm-hmm.
that one can make. And that makes to me a lot of sense, because, you know, one size doesn't fit all. It just doesn't.
No, absolutely.
And... this is, because I go to places and they count that this healing is the best thing since sliced bread, and that healing is the best thing since sliced bread, and there's a lot of sliced bread out there. but the thing is, if it works for you, that's wonderful. If it doesn't, go ahead and try another. And
else.
It's not being disloyal or anything else. And as I say, very often, it's a combination.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate...
You know, we have mentioned, you know, giving and doing various therapies, but
mm-hmm.
We really didn't, other than there are several that we have mentioned, but there
right.
are there's things like the essential oils, aromatherapy.
Oh, that is
smell,
so, and you notice
really
how commercial
uplifting.
Companies mm-hmm. are just jumping on that bandwagon with 3 feet.
Well, you know, there's a good reason why we have neat smelling candles and potpourri.
Smells good to me.
Uh-huh.
No, it does work. It does work. Uh-huh. Even in baby shampoo and so forth, you'll find they're putting vanilla
uh-huh.
and lavender oil. I mean, our grandparents, our great grandparents, use lavender to soothe and calm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think it's just cool as can be, you know?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, what's old is new, and what's new is old. And mm-hmm. it's just, to me, it's just such a fun thing that the old stuff is coming around again. And it's really a wonderful situation.
Along with aromatherapy, there are
yes.
various flower essences. And I don't know how many
yes.
people are familiar with the flower essences. But those work on a really neat energetic level. And
see, I didn't have that good a response to flower essences. And I spent,
well,
let me tell you, a pretty chunk of change buying some. But for me...
Okay, well, which kind of flower essences did you use?
Oh, I used the one from Prairie Paralandria.
Okay. Now you have to realize that there are various kinds of flower essences.
Right.
There's a society called the Flower Essence Society that puts out ones that are more for emotional. The ones from Paralandria tend to be more body, mind, spirit, energy.
Mm-hmm.
Essences,
uh-huh.
and you also have to
keep in mind,
keep in mind what is it that you're trying to do, and mm-hmm. you know, just because you read an explanation of something and says, oh, that sounds cool, I think that mm-hmm. might work for me,
mm-hmm.
It's really, really important that you make sure that energy of that essence or that color or that smell or that herb or what have you
uh-huh.
is vibrating into something that you need. Kinesiology
uh-huh.
is a wonderful way, muscle testing, that's another name for it, is a wonderful way of helping the body or asking the body what is it that is going to be helpful for me
mm-hmm.
and testing strong for something. Now, just because you've tried this, that, or the other doesn't necessarily mean that was the correct one for you either.
Well, I did try some and, a few years ago, and it didn't seem, and I figured, well, maybe it was just something for me at that time. I still have them
mm-hmm.
packed away carefully. Don't
because
like throwing anything
someone,
away.
I know several people who have used the Paralandra and have had wonderful, wonderful, wonderful results with them, too.
Yes, well, see, this is what I'm saying. It's not all things for all people. Yes, welcome. Is somebody calling?
Hello?
Is what? Is somebody calling in?
Yes.
Okay, good evening. Who's calling?
Please, ladies, I need some help.
Okay. Well, tell us in what way we can help you.
Hey, Lonnie,
hi,
is it you?
This is my Lonnie.
Uh-huh, I thought I recognized your voice. Good evening, dear.
I'm just working away over here, and I was thinking about how we need to take time out to play a little bit.
Yep.
So I had to call you ladies and say, help me, please.
Okay. You have a direct order. Go out and play.
You need numerous ways on how to play, or what's the problem?
Oh, I think all of the above. Oh,
okay, number one, take a deep breath.
Deep breathing is always good.
Deep breathing is really, really helpful. Sometimes we don't.
Well,
we don't.
I need something, ladies.
What's wrong this evening, darling? What can we do for you?
Oh, nothing. I was just working my little Ocolial. That's a Hawaiian
uh-huh.
word, and got to call Don here pretty soon. And I've just been really, really putting some great energy into getting a lot of things done and so forth. And I was listening to both of you ladies, and I just couldn't stand it. I had to join in the fun here.
Well, you certainly are welcome. So there's nothing real great to, other than thank you for joining us. And
well, before you get off the line, let me ask you something. Okay, if you don't, since you asked for help, I always tune in. Okay, I do intuitive work, and there's some energy stuck right on your left side, almost where the pancreas is. Pancreas and just right a little bit above it, right under the rib cage.
Okay, so are you going to help me shift that?
Have you been feeling kind of discomfort in that area or what? I mean,
no.
Does that make any sense to you?
But then again, I've been so focused, you know, it could have been out, you know, screaming at me saying hello that I may not have even noticed, but
she
no
came
I
came back
I
with
don't.
Nobody's home, go away.
Okay, let me ask you, what have you been eating lately?
Probably anything I can get my hands on. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you. Let's see. I would like to think that I've been eating pretty well. You know, I've been working on being more conscious about what I put in my body.
Beautiful.
I have gotten a whole lot better. I used to look up and say, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten all day.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm learning to eat.
Good. Okay. That's a good step.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad to hear that. Jeannie, you picking up anything else, sweetie?
Yeah, it's more on an energetic level.
Okay.
Okay.
I would believe that.
And that's actually more of a past life experience, too. Oh, crap. What I'm seeing in your energy field is something kind of like a dull instrument. It's almost like a rock or a stone or something on a and I'd like to say like it was a very primitive spear coming at you right at that area. Oh gosh.
Okay.
All right, God, give me a better picture here.
Well, let's do it, sweetie. I'm ready.
it's like ancient times, and this is not necessarily prehistoric, but I mean, well, obviously at the time that man was on Earth at some point. Okay. It's just looking like a really really old fashioned spear, like a rock on a stick, you know, where they kind of
chipped it.
Yeah, honed it down or ground
it down.
Yeah, they
chipped it. They just flaked it, what they call flaking it, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it just came right at your body. Right.
Okay, so it's a weapon, did you say, from a past life?
Yeah.
Well, it's a past life. Well, okay.
Okay, then watch me and see if I get it removed completely, okay? So I'm going to work on removing that right now. Just hang in there with me.
Well, I think this is a good indication of cooperative adventure here, ladies and gentlemen, of helping to clear something that is coming from a past life.
Okay, how'd I do?
Yes.
Okay, interestingly enough, when you were removing that, it was the energy was coming in from behind and coming in and filling that hole back up. That was really cool looking, by the way.
That's what I was doing. You saw exactly what I was doing, because as I was pulling that, I was from the backside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was filling it up with some light.
Okay. Why don't we at this time ask your body to release that life? I feel that you were male at that time. Okay, survival issues. Any survival issues that you might have? We're going to ask the body to clear those things stemming from that point in time in your history.
Well, you know, that makes sense, Jeannie, that there would be survival issues, because they aren't that's not that far off, is it, Leilani?
Oh, gosh, can't you guys always see me threading for water, trying to keep my head above water?
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Yeah, see, this is part of spiritual healing, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, this is getting back down to the very root of the problem.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Okay.
How they do about releasing the lifetime.
Okay. So we're going to ask that body to let go of that lifetime. We're going to let go of any survival issues. We're going to let go of poverty, depravity, for whatever reason, the feelings of destructiveness is coming to mind, and I don't know if that makes any sense to you or not.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Feelings of destructiveness. And I'm not sure if it's personal or environmental destructiveness. Take that for what it's worth. I don't know. But we're asking the body to let that go. Feelings of not having enough, being enough, doing enough, knowing enough.
Boy, that's hitting the nail on the head several different ways, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, you're definitely right on. You know, it's like Dr. Phil says.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't recognize that that's you know, part of the components,
mm-hmm.
then how are you to correct it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always very big on that, but yes, absolutely.
This may sound like a strange...
I'm working on releasing that from a cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
And let me open up my blueprints and see if I can't release it from there as well.
Good. Good, good, good.
What are your feelings about the color brown?
I love brown. Brown is an extremely great color for grounding.
Okay.
Ooh, I feel this energy. Can you feel this energy?
It's swirling around you a whole lot more than it was before. You were stagnant, more stagnant before. Put the brown color at your feet.
Well, okay, got it. It's there.
Okay. Do you wear brown a lot?
I mean, it's like I have brown on right now with a purple top that has this really incredibly beautiful angel on
cool. Way cool.
My top.
Uh-huh.
You're talking to a color girl here.
All right.
I am really feeling this energy. Oh, my gosh.
What
did I do? Did I release it?
Okay. What we're going to do now is fill that space back up with more positive things. Can we start with unconditional love of self?
Okay.
Okay, can we put pink in that area too?
Yes,
pink
I'm working on it.
Very nurturing. Oh, amethyst. Amethyst and rose quartz. Needs to both the colors and the crystal energy from that. Put that back in that space.
Good. This is fabulous.
Fill that space with fun and play and laughter and music and dancing and singing.
Like all good sorts of stuff.
And, okay, wisdom and knowledge, truth and light, guidance and enlightenment, super self-confidence and self-esteem, strength, courage, and bravery, feelings of being worthy and deserving. Of allowing yourself to let go of stuff you don't need anymore, both internally and externally.
What?
What?
How am I doing?
Huh?
Who? How am I doing?
Your energy has been swirling all kinds of fun different ways, and you would not believe the color sparks that are coming off you now. You just look really, really cool, lady.
Hey, you know, that's what it's all about, and it's really interesting because we all have the abilities to do this, and I want to encourage all the listeners.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where we're at, what we're doing. If I can get on the show and call you guys and say, hey, let's do this.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping to give others permission to do that as well because it's important for all of us.
Oh, absolutely, to participate in healing ourselves. And it's
woo, girlfriend, I can feel this energy really just shooting, boy.
Wow. How cool. How cool.
Now, you may want to drink...
What did I do? Am I doing good now?
Yeah, you may want to drink something calming to get to bed, though. And a chamomile T or tension tamer T or anything like that?
I do have that. Wow, thank you so much for assisting me. I extend my gratitude to both of you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
It's fun. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you very much.
Don't have too much fun without me now.
Oh, I don't know. Right. We can play. Good idea. Thank you.
Bye, lady.
Jeannie, I want you to give some contact information for yourself now for the listeners, because our show is not too long distant in closing. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm located in Alexandria, Virginia. My telephone number is 703-370-3860.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that was 703-370-3860. That is my office phone number. You can also try me on my cell phone, which is 571-239-0784. Again, that was 571-239-0784.
Terrific. And of course, I'm Phyllis Pricer with Multiple Pathways in Washington, D.C., area code 202-387. No, 347. I don't know who I am tonight. 347-2080.
It's been a long day.
It's been a really long day. I woke up about 4 this morning to do meditation and prayer. And I've been running around ever since, and sometimes my brain and my mouth are no longer coordinated. But at any rate, the name of the company is Multiple Pathways. You can reach me through psychicworlds4@AOL.com. We are always looking to talk to you and to doing what we can to be a service to ourselves and to the world and to assist others in moving ahead and having a joyous and happy life. So that was a wonderful, impressive thing that on the energy healing. That was fun.
That's
the kind of thing we like to do, folks, on the air, have fun. Mm-hmm. And to share our knowledge and to help each other, because it's the only way we're going to really get ahead and really enjoy life is by serving others. And we serve ourselves. I'm working with people with weight loss, and what I find is as I help them in counseling and hypnotherapy and with weight loss, I find I myself am losing weight too.
Isn't that so neat?
Isn't it cool? In our
field, that's what I've found the most, the neatest thing is that as we're helping others, we're helping ourselves at the same time, and it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
I just love it. I'm sorry.
I know.
It's just so cool.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and a lot of times when you're talking over a problem with anybody, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a therapist, it can be your best friend or sister or spouse or whatever, a lot of times when you're just talking about stuff, a lot of things will come out, and you can figure out a problem or find an answer or what have you just in talking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just in the fact of sharing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing to consider in depression. In depression, people tend to pull away and cut themselves off,
mm-hmm.
which is all diametrically opposed to really what you should be doing, which is sharing and reaching out, because it is in doing that and allowing others to be of service to you. That's another thing I hear. I don't want to bother somebody. I don't want to burden them. And I'm thinking, one person said to me one time, don't deny me my pleasure in being of service to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you help people, you know, why, and you enjoy doing it. Why not allow other people to enjoy that same ability to feel good about helping others?
Right. You know,
and
we're all in this
big
old boat
together. We don't
really
realize it. We don't look at it from that way, that
mm-hmm.
when we allow others to help us, we're allowing them to feel good about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about caring about the other person and seeing with an open heart. Go ahead, Jeannie.
No, I was just going to add that the energy that you put out, you will get back at you. We're also all these players. It's like a huge play. You know,
uh-huh.
we're all actors in the play, and we're all being supporting of each other or supportive of each other.
We're in supportive roles. You're
uh-huh.
right.
And pretty much we're all in it together. And if you try and distance yourself or cut somebody else out or what have you, it's almost like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah, you're denying yourself and others the ability to reach out to each other and to help heal.
Now, on the other hand, there are times when if we get just so bogged down that it is really, really hard to reach out to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, well, the person's immune system has been sorely, sorely stressed. And building up the immune system, there are various nutrients that can be helpful, vitamin E, vitamin C, you know, things for the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Thyroid, thymus.
You know, physically building up the body until you feel stronger, because that emotional immune system is when we feel strong, courageous, brave, worthy, deserving, self-confident, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we don't feel confident enough to confide in anybody. And so working physically at that on the body can get us to a point where we can go and talk to somebody. So again, you know, what are you eating? What are you putting into your body? How can you support the physical aspect in order to be able to reach out and do something about the emotional aspect? It all comes together.
Yeah, that's very, very important. You know, sometimes it's hard for me to put in words what I'm feeling and want to say to people. But, you know, there is so much love that is around this world, and so much you can be given in where you work. If you can just, if you're in a place in a, where you're working and there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of unhappiness and what have you, simply by changing your perception at the way you look at people and at a situation can make all the difference in the world. What we also tend to forget, we tend to feel, I guess, helpless.
Right.
That we don't have power over the circumstances in our life, and this brings on a depressive feeling of helplessness and inability to enjoy life, whatever.
Now, a lot of times you can just start by thinking about
what
would you rather be feeling?
Yeah.
Or how would you rather have your life? How would you rather have your day?
Exactly.
And just start thinking about what you would rather have rather than what you're experiencing currently. And if you just start thinking about when you're feeling like crap and think, gee, I'd rather feel wonderful, and ask your body to think about how would it feel to feel better, to feel wonderful. Sometimes feeling good is a scary thing if we're feeling really, really rotten.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't felt wonderful in forever, or, you know, it's been so long you don't remember, it can be scary. So you can ask your body to think about how would it feel to feel a little bit better. And then better than that.
Okay. And one of the things, too, I find with myself in starting a day early, when I get up, thanking my body for the wonderful health it gives me, telling it how much I appreciate what it's done for me and what it does each and every day in providing support so that I can get through the day. And then another thing you can do is visualize how you would like your day to go.
How you would like your body to feel while
you're
doing it.
Exactly. I would like my body to feel wonderful. I would like it to feel filled with energy. And by the way, we've talked on this show before, Jeannie, about breathing exercises, which are fabulous. I think that is our sign-off. I could be wrong, but I think it is. So I think we need to say goodnight.
Okay.
I thank you so very, very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
I'm grateful
for the lady who called in. I didn't catch the name, and I apologize for that.
That was a Leilani.
Oh, okay. Leilani, thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Darlin, I'll be talking to you later. Thank you, Jeannie. This is Phyllis Pricer with BBSRadio.com. We hope you'll tune again in again next week. Again, thank you so much, Jeannie, and God bless, and we'll be talking to you all. Good night.